since its vision was first talked up in 2007 and its actual opening in October of 2014, the Capitol South Campus Center, located on the edge of Albany's Lincoln Park, has had a troubled life. Owned by Albany Housing Authority, who financed much of it, the center started off holding classes and community meetings under the aegis of the SUNY system. More recently, it's been managed by Capital Region BOCES and closed due to the pandemic. This past week, Maria Huntington spoke at a South End Community Collaborative meeting about current plans to reopen, as well as continuing challenges in regards to the community's expectations for the space.
Capitol South Campus Center, in the midst of the pandemic, was obviously shut down. We did start to open up to do classes face-to-face, specifically for our high school equivalency in English as a second language. Many of the partners that we work with did not come in during the pandemic just to remain home and safe. And we did comply with social distancing, et cetera. But as things start to open up again, I wanted to share and give an update as to what we have. So this is currently what Capital Region BOCES is offering at the center. We have our English as a Second Language program for anyone that is a non-native English speaker, refugee or immigrant. We have our high school equivalency program, which is formerly the GED program. They can do classes on site there. We also have a fast track program for anybody that may have already taken the GED or the TASC exam and maybe passed, you know, 3 out of 5 subjects. And then we focus solely on the subjects that they need to pass. So we call those fast track programs. We have a case manager on site to do a lot of referrals and wraparound services through the literacy zone. And we'll talk a little bit about that on the next slide. In July, we're going to be offering a security guard training. That'll be kind of it's an 8-hour course, so it's a really quick turnaround. Then there's going to be a 16-hour course for the people that are already working as security guards that need the OJT, the on-the-job training course. And then there's an annual renewal as well. So it's kind of a 3-step training program, but the first piece is an 8-hour course. And then in September, we're going to be offering a internet technology and network cabling. So that's going to be cabling for wireless cabling, fiber, and copper. So again, that's going to start in September. And those are just the programs that are operated through BOCES. I just also wanted to mention the literacy zones. We actually have two in the city of Albany. We have one in the South End at Capitol South. And we also have a literacy zone at 388 Clinton Avenue, which is the CEFQ building on Clinton on top of the hill. And the literacy zones are a collaborative effort to support adult learners, their families, the community with wraparound services. So anybody that comes into the Capitol South or the other location on 388 Clinton can get support with resumes or job applications or referrals. And the literacy zone is funded through the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, and it is required to have 6 big partners. So we have the Albany City School District, Albany Community Action Program, we have Albany County Department of Social Services, the Albany Public Library, Trinity Alliance, thank you, Harris, and the Workforce Development Board. So those are all required partners in the literacy zone. And so we work with each group, collaboratively to do a lot of referrals or very closely with DSS in terms of anybody that needs additional support, whether it's childcare, the city school district, trying to support some of those adults that have kids that are from other countries, trying to teach the parents English as a second language. We do have classes at the Albany Public Library, but we're just waiting to get the go-ahead to offer those again on site. And obviously, Trinity Alliance, we do a lot of referrals to them for various services for a lot of those wraparounds. And then the Workforce Development Board, we do provide, we refer people there too if they need to do any employment stuff. And then in regards to the current partners that we have in the building right now, we work with Albany CanCode. Right now they are doing things remote, but we've had a conversation about having them come back and do face-to-face classes. We do have programs through Berkshire Farms. They come every Tuesday afternoon to support youth for employment skills. We also, starting in July, we're really excited. We're partnering with the YMCA and Brightside Up to offer the CDA training. This program will allow us to open up the daycare at Capital South. The YMCA is going to be managing the daycare. So any of the trainees that are going to the CDA course will be able to do the course Tuesday nights at Capital South. And if they have kids that need care, they can bring them with them in the daycare. But then it's also going to allow us to give hours that are required to complete the program. It's about 125 hours for the CDA course. They have to have hours, whether on site in a daycare, whether they're employed or unemployed. If they're not working in a daycare, then it has to be volunteer hours. So it's a really unique situation. We're recruiting about 15 people, and we are really trying to get them from the South End area, Arbor Hill, and the West Hill area as well. So if you have anybody that you think might be interested in that, I can certainly share the flyer and tell them. I can email the flyer to you and you can distribute to everybody too. Hattis is slowly coming back. They haven't returned yet, but they are in the works of returning to face-to-face support for reentry folks. And then we work with Metrics Learning to do online training for various career paths. We're going to be putting something a little bit more formal together in terms of soft skills and maybe some different career paths, whether it's hospitality. And then try to have a hard start date and a hard end date for those courses that could be taking place through the computer lab. And then we also work closely with the SEAT Center to support out of school youth, typically with two career paths, whether it's computer tech with Albany Can Code or a culinary program. So they do work with Meals on Wheels. For many of you, if you know Monica retired a couple months ago, there's a new woman, her name is Holly, and we're meeting with her to talk about next steps with the kitchen as well. So it's the quick and dirty of what's going on at Capital South. We are certainly always open to different ideas for employment or training options. I will say, and if you've ever been in the building, you know that there are approximately four classrooms, two on the second floor, two on the third floor, and then a lot of office space. So the building right now is pretty full with different trainings that are going on and different courses, whether it's a high school class or ESL or, you know, the CDA is going to start in July. There's classroom space, but it's very limited in terms of what we can do. And then also, you know, it's difficult to offer any type of trade program. We have a very popular HVAC and welding program here at our Colony Center. And I unfortunately cannot do those trainings at the Capital South Campus Center because I need more space and a warehouse and all that great stuff. So we are really trying to be strategic in terms of the trainings that we're putting in there, so that it can fit within the building's space.
Fawn Potash is asking about case management and how long you follow students and so on.
Yeah. So our case manager, if anybody, any of our students, whether they're a high school student or an ESL student, and anybody really, if anybody walks in off the street, we can help with them. But they do a lot of wraparound services. In terms of follow-up, we are required for our students that are in our HSE and ESL program and the training programs, mm-hmm. we have to follow up in terms of employment. And that's also part of the requirement from Albany Housing for the RFP. In terms of employment and training, you know, they want to see outcomes of, okay, you're doing these training jobs, you know, who's getting hired, how long did they keep them? So we're required from both State Ed and Albany Housing to follow up on
that. That's why you have to do it.
And then that's, I think somebody asked, community group meet at the facility. So this is something that, again, it's part of the requirements from Albany Housing, is that anything that takes place in the building, they really want to make sure that it's related to employment and training and education. They have been very gracious to offer space that they have at Albany Housing. The Howe Library has space. So really, in terms of community groups and community meetings, we are referring people out to those agencies to use facility space at one of those other locations. And as I mentioned before, the space is really limited in terms of availability at this point.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.